time for a poetry corner, young ones. It's been a while since we've done one of these, and I have some new poetry forms to share. Stay tuned.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab.
I'm Professor Theo. Welcome back. I can think of no better way to end one year and begin another than with poetry. And maybe at some point over your winter break, you'll have time to put pen or pencil to paper and craft your own. Here's a few ideas to guide you. There's a couple here I don't think I've shared before. And I have shared many over the years. The first is called a didactic poem. D-I-D-A-C-T-I-C. What is a didactic poem? It is one that specifically instructs the reader to do something. It could be anything. There's no set length or rhyme pattern with a didactic. And I'll give you an example with my short didactic poem on writing. Put pen to paper and write of dreams and worries, of gratefulness and gossip, of memories, of times gone by, and future things. Put pen to paper and write those things you've accomplished, and those left undone, and all points in between. Put pen to paper and write something silly or serious, or something that only makes sense to you, or a letter to someone you love. Put pen to paper and write. Keep that hand moving, for there is no writer's block. Not today. The next one is something called a nonet poem. A nonet, spelled N-O-N-E-T, is a nine-line poem that begins with a nine-syllable line, and then an eight-syllable line, and then seven, and so on and so forth, until the final line is just one syllable. Here's an example. The wintry January snowman becomes the grass soaked with spring rain. Water fun begins in May. A poolside popsicle turns to fall foliage. And trick or treat. Many thanks. Christmas. Joy. That's also a fitting poem, I think, given that we are at the beginning of a new year. Next, I have a haiku poem. And as you know, a haiku poem has how many lines? Three. The first line is 5 syllables, the second line 7 syllables, and the third and final line 5 syllables. I wrote a haiku about the Wild Ramp, which is an indoor, year-round, non-profit farmer's market located in nearby Huntington. They recently put out a call for poetry about the store, their produce, or their mascot, Rampy. I wrote this short haiku about the Wild Ramp. Central City Walk, a fresh farmer's market buzz, gazebo in view. I wrote another one for the Wild Ramp's poetry call, titled Rampy's Big Day, Part 1. It's a six-line poem that does not fit into any particular style or form, about the store mascot, Rampy. Rampy awakes, rejoices, and leaps from ale 8 to fudge and fresh honey, then hides in a huge tomato mound, gawks eagerly out the front window, and thinks sweet dreams of Central City, gazebo, and cicada escapes. Perhaps I'll share part 2 of Rampy's Big Day, The Big Escape, soon. Finally, there is your free verse poem, which can be of any length on any subject. It can rhyme, but it doesn't have to. This free verse is admittedly maybe more for your parents or grandparents than it is for you. It's an 80s-themed holiday bedtime story for your inner wrestling geek. For any wrestling fans you may know, it's titled Jingle Bell Brawl. Imagine an 80s Christmas holiday, Santa boogie-woogie man guiding the sleigh, a bag full of delights, plastic Remco toys, VHS tapes for good girls and boys, the pop of an eager Starcade crowd sound, Magnum TA and Bill Dundee coming round, Nikita Koloff's nearby, Four Horsemen too. Midnight Express versus Road Warriors, it's true. Perhaps you'll find a steel cage match under the tree, or journey to Bad Street, USA for free. Hands of Stone rugged Ronnie Garvin will be there. No doubt someone will get hit with a chair. Mom bought tickets to the Great American Bash. Flair and Morton in a main event world title match. Lex Luger and Sting for the Crockett Cup. Dusty Rhodes with an elbow shakes everything up. Baron Von Raschke's claw and the Steiner brothers with Zabisco, Dr. Death, and plenty of others. Abdullah the Butcher might give you a fork in the eye. Beware, for I hear the Ugandan giant is nigh. Watch out for Bruiser Brody's knee drop. Or even worse, the Wahoo McDaniels chop. Hansen and Wyndham both brought a lariat. Kevin Sullivan's scaring everyone, admit it. DiBiase, Taylor, the Ricks, Martel and Rude, the Barbarian and Manny Fernandez feud. Ron Simmons makes history. Black Scorpion mystery. Charlotte to Atlanta, New Orleans and Norfolk, by plane, train, or an old rusty maroon pickup truck. Louisville, Chicago, Huntington and St. Paul. Cities everywhere, ready for a fight night brawl. You might get hit with Jim Cornette's racket, as Tony Schiavone narrates, smartly dressed in a jacket. Don't leave without some merch, poster pin, and a shirt. The Rock and Roll Express I'll wear on my chest, or gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, he was the best. May your holidays be full of heel turns and drop kicks, with a pile driver and suplex in the mix. May sweet wrestling dreams fill your head, as you lay down to rest in bed. Close your eyes and dream of wild things that you've seen in all of the wrestling rings. Now, write your own didactic nonet or free verse poem, or some poem of any form, but take time to be creative today. That's all for this week, listeners. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, have a wild and wonderful and weird and fun week. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. If you don't, Professor Theo might turn you into a tree.
A Christmas tree!
If he could do that type of thing, I mean. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. You can email our family at theprofessortheo@gmail.com or tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.